This is the son of PCJ.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, for the weekend of October 20th, 2012. Oddly enough, this past week, I've already started working on our Christmas show, which is coming up at the end of the year, and I've been trying to get some ideas what we can do for our New Year's Eve program. We'll make the announcement very soon about what we're going to be doing with that. Anyway, on today's program, we actually have something quite fun, actually. I don't know how many of you out there are familiar with RIAS. That's R-I-A-S. RIAS stands for Radio in the American Sector. It was a U.S. radio station that was in West Berlin during the Cold War. And in the 1950s and 60s, they recorded some absolutely fantastic jazz and swing sessions. And we're going to bring some of those for you today. Now, you're going to think some of the selections are a little bit unusual. And I'm not talking musically. I'm talking about arranger and conductor and musicians. Because, well, I'll tell you about that in a second. But we're going to begin right away with Ella Fitzgerald. We all know her. One of the great jazz vocalists of the 20th century. But at one point in her career, in the late 60s, she decided to venture off into a new direction and do a country album. Yes, Ella Fitzgerald doing a country album. Well, anyway, here she is with It's Only Love.
If I don't act myself when I'm around you, and I bring up things you used to say, well, I just haven't learned to forget like you do. But it's only love, it'll go away. And if I call at night when you are sleeping, just to talk
The one and only Ella Fitzgerald with It's Only Love here on your program, Happy Station. I was just thinking about something that started, well, more than 20 years ago now. And it is a singer, maybe they passed on many years ago. And they can electronically remove the person's voice, put them with another singer, do a different arrangement, and make it sound like they've come back from the grave. Some of the more recent ones that I've heard were Dean Martin and Willie Nelson, because they never recorded together. Hank Williams Sr. and Hank Williams Jr., with a song that came out a number of years ago called, I think it was A Tear in My Beer, or something to that effect. And I'm wondering if it really all began with this next number from 1991, an album that won a Grammy Award. I think it won a couple of Grammy Awards. The album is called Unforgettable with Love. Natalie Cole, who's the daughter of legendary vocalist Nat King Cole. Well, she took her father's voice from his big hit, Unforgettable, did a slightly different arrangement, and then added her vocals, so it sounds like they're doing a duet. Well, here they are. Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole, Unforgettable.
Unforgettable, that's what you are.
Unforgettable. Though near or far,
like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me never before. Has someone been more
unforgettable in every way?
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
That's how you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole with Unforgettable. If you wish to contact us, our email address is hs at pcjmedia.com. We now move on to our little feature this week, taking a listen to some incredible big band sessions that were recorded in West Berlin in the 1950s and 60s at RIAS, that's Radio in the American Sector. They also include musicians such as James Last, but not doing his non-stop dancing, easy listening style, but actually playing full-blown swing. Quite amazing. Anyway, let's begin now. Kurt Edelhagen and his orchestra recorded in West Berlin on August 17, 1950 for RIAS. RIAS, which stood in English for Broadcasting in the American Sector, was founded by the U.S. occupational authorities just after World War II in 1946. When the service was first launched, its programs could only be heard on cable in the city. 2 years after its launch, they began broadcasting both on FM and medium wave, and became a source of unbiased news not just for residents in West Berlin, but also for those in East Berlin in the German Democratic Republic. One aspect of RIAS that was very popular in the East was the jazz and popular music of the day the station would feature. During this period, RIAS set up a recording studio in West Berlin to record some of the most prolific music of the day, performed by some of the most prolific jazz bands of the day. One of the first band leaders to use the studio was Kurt Edelhagen. Here he is with his orchestra with Corridor Swing. Thank you.
Kurt Edelhagen and his orchestra with Corridor Swing. In the early 1950s, Rias set up the Rias Symphony Orchestra, the Rias Chamber Choir, and the Rias Big Band. The latter featured an impressive lineup of German musicians who had been banned from playing in Nazi Germany during World War II. In fact, some of these musicians also played with Glenn Miller during his historical recordings in London in 1944. Non-stop riff, Kurt Edelhagen and his orchestra from 1955. During this time, Kurt was also the in-house arranger and bandleader for Polydor Records and was closely linked to Südwestfunk Radio. He was also instrumental in launching the careers of singers Tony Sandler and Katharina Valente. He also led one of the most sought-after bands in Germany. Legendary American broadcaster Willis Conover from the Voice of America's Jazz Hour called him a true leader of jazz in Europe. The next track from 1957 features members of the Stan Kenton and Nelson Riddle Orchestra. You may know Nelson Riddle as he was the arranger and conductor of Frank Sinatra's many classic sessions on Capitol Records. These players were contracted for a one-off special for Rias that featured American and German musicians. Kurt Edelhagen with an all-star orchestra with Lil Boogie. It should be mentioned that many of these recordings were never commercially made available. Some were released as singles by Edelhagen's label Polydor in the late 1950s and early 60s, however. Another big name in German popular music that recorded for Riast is James Last. Now, many of you are familiar with his non-stop, easy dancing listening records. But what many of you don't know is that in the late 1950s and early 1960s, Last made a number of recordings at Riast. These sessions were recorded both at the West Berlin facilities of Riast and in Hamburg. What makes these recordings so special is the fact that Last himself plays bass on them. Here's one from 1960 recorded in stereo called Chirbirabin. James Last and his orchestra recorded for Riast in 1960. After World War II, Last joined the Radio Bremen Dance Orchestra, and between 1948 and the late 1950s, he was voted as best jazz bassist in Germany for three consecutive years. James Last, or Hansi as he is known in Germany, was heavily influenced by American greats such as Count Basie, Harry James, and Duke Ellington. Here he is with Mood Indigo, composed by Ellington.
Thank you.
Another arranger bandleader who made a number of recordings for Rias is Paul Kuhn. Berliner Luft, Unterlinden, and Das Frühling von Berlin, Paul Kuhn and his orchestra. In the mid-1960s, the Rias Studios in East Berlin went through a technical transformation. And what was that, you may say? That was stereo sound. Despite the fact that many Rias listeners could only hear the programs in mono, it did bring a whole new sound to these recordings. Paul Kuhn was also the bandleader at Sendefreien Berlin, or Radio Free Berlin, in the late 1960s, and was contracted by the music department at Rias to make a series of recordings of popular German songs, with the purpose of jazzing them up and making them swing, like the one we heard a moment ago. At the same time, he recorded many popular swing classics like Black Bay Shuffle. Black Bay Shuffle, Paul Kuhn and his orchestra. And you have been listening to the PCJ Media Archives, featuring recordings made for RIAS, that's Broadcasting in the American Sector in West Berlin, between 1950 and 1976. If you want to hear more of these special programs, we invite you to write us. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And do check out our website for more of these programs at www.pcjmedia.com. We end with another recording of Paul Kuhn and his orchestra recorded at the studios of RIAS in 1976. It's Duke Ellington's Caravan.
There we have it, a fantastic arrangement of Duke Ellington's Caravan, recorded at RIAS, but performed by Paul Kuhn and his orchestra. Now, the weekend, which is this weekend, October the 20th, 21st, some of you are hearing this show on the 23rd, some of you on the Friday, on the 19th. If you have a chance, listen to Radio Japan this weekend, Radio Japan's Media Watch. They're doing a special on the future of DRM, which is Digital Radio Mondiale. And as you've heard me say before, unfortunately, not just me, but a number of other people, it's a little bit too late. You know, it's like somebody said one time, you know, they told me one time, in the 1950s, in television, there were some television programs that were producing their shows in color. And it was watched by less than 100 people because there were no color television sets on the market at that time. It wasn't until the late 50s color sets came on the market. But at least they came on the market. Unlike DRM receivers, which are sort of, how do I say, floating around, absolutely going nowhere. Yes. All right, we still have time for one more song today. Now, you're all familiar, of course, with Ringo Starr, one of the founding, not one of the original founding members of the Beatles, but he was one of the members of the Beatles, along with Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and John Lennon. Ringo Starr had a career in his own right after the breakup of the Beatles in 1970, and recorded a number of singles and a number of albums that made their way to number one. Songs like You're 16, the No No song, which is one of my favorites. But even during his time with the Beatles, he also did some singing with songs like Act Naturally, that was made famous by Buck Owens and his Buckaroos. In fact, actually, I think he even recorded it with Buck Owens. They did a duet together on it, a fun little song. Anyway, this is from a CD called Ringo Starr and his all-new all-star band. It features Sheila E., Roger Hodgson, Ian Hunter, Howard Jones. What was that hit that Howard Jones had? I can't think of it right now. And Greg Lake. There's, of course, a lot of songs on here that were Beatles songs, like A Little Help for My Friends, I Want to Be Your Man, and Yellow Submarine. But there's also, of course, a lot of songs that Ringo Starr had hits on his own, so we'll take a listen to one of those right now. It is, actually, it's a nice song. You're 16, Ringo Starr and his all-star band.
Call the PCJ answer line at country code 44-20-3286-1399. That's country code 44-20-3286-1399 and leave your comments and questions. on shortwave, satellite, and the internet. This is PCJ Radio.
The word on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it before, but you've never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead us there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. And baby, are you gonna be the one that saves me? And after all, you're my wonderwall. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. All the roads that lead you there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. And baby, are you gonna be the one that saves me? And after all, you're my wonderwall.
The Mike Flowers Pops from the album A Groovy Place with a song by, oh, I'm not even going to mention it. The song's called Wonderwall. There's an interesting collection of songs here. And by the way, this is from a CD. It's not from an LP, but they added that effect on it. Interesting group, I have to say. Very interesting. They got their start from, well, actually, well, by accident. There was a broadcaster on Radio 1 in the UK who heard something they did, played it, and then a record company released it and it became a hit. Yes. Anyway, we are now out of time. Once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. So until next time, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. And nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 99.55 kilohertz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kilohertz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.